The following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's Dustin Stortzum.
County, they'll be taking on number 3 White River. We are live inside of the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. We had a couple games end here in the 7th and 8th place game and the consolation championship game. We've got some score updates from those games. Wabe Summit, the 8th seed, Darren, winning the consolation championship game. This is a team who came out flat against Desmet, but I mean, the way that Desmet is, any team, it looks like, is coming out flat against them. But they advance all the way to the consolation championship game, and they win it.
Wabe Summit comes into this tournament. I had seen them a couple times, so I kind of had an idea of how they played defensively. I mean, they run into a buzzsaw and a team on a mission in Desmet, but they got regrouped yesterday and played much better basketball, and especially on the defensive end, just made it difficult for other teams to really get into an offense and shoot perimeter jumpers. Wabe was quick, they were big, they were physical, they were able to spread the floor and do what I call guard the perimeter. It was tough to get an open three against Wabe Summit, and good for them as they able to regroup and win on Thursday and Friday and finish fifth, or Friday and Saturday and finish fifth.
Yeah, absolutely. Played really good down the stretch, and then in the 7th and 8th place game, number 5 Aberdeen Christian taking down number 6 Freeman Academy Marion, 72-65. So Aberdeen Christian, maybe not exactly the state tournament finish that they wanted, but they do win their final game.
You want to be able to end your season at some point. You come into the state tournament, obviously everybody's undefeated coming in, and you lose a game on Thursday, you got to come back and regroup on Friday, and then if you wind up not able to get the victory on Friday, then you come in and you really have one goal, and that is to come away with the victory somehow, some way at the state tournament. Hard-fought game, and they were able to get the victory.
Yeah, you're certainly right, and we want to quick give a shout-out to our sponsors for tonight's coverage. We are on KMLO and KPLO, as well as our website, drgnews.com, and the DRG News app. But quickly want to run through our sponsors for tonight's coverage, because without them, we would not be here. And I'll start off with Brown Agronomy, Kruger's Food Fair, Great Western Bank, Hoven Equity Exchange, Gas and Goodies, Stan C Store, Plains Commerce Bank, Beck Motors, Dakota House, Gettysburg Collision Center, M&R Auction, Newmeyer and Smith Law Office, and also Hoven Co-op, Prairie Stop, LEC Construction Services, C&B Operations, John Deere, AMPI, Langer's Family Foods, Schlachter Lumber, and also Montana Dakota Utilities. Our sports video sponsors that we normally have, CHS River Plains, Canby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. On the side of KPLO, we've got Dakota Prairie Bank, Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, The Wigwam, Cherry Todd Electric, Krogman Law Office, Roundup Bar and Grill, Horizon Healthcare, Golden Buffalo Casino. We will continue with your Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg pregame show, as well as your Potsdam State Farm pregame sponsor. We've got sponsors all over the place this evening for our call between Potter County and White River. We will have your CHS River Plains Keys to Success, as well as your May Adam Law Firm Keys to Success, when we come back in 3 minutes on KPLO and KMLO.
The team at Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable and to have the healthiest, best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients. Family Dental in Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all your family's dental needs.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
At Jensen Rock and Sand in Mulbridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mulbridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mulbridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers! At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
White River Tigers, 17 years in the state tournament, been part of some wild games, but maybe none as wild as what we saw last night.
Yeah, that was that one had a bit of everything in it, you know, so many ups and downs, and a couple of shots here or there, misses, makes, just so many different twists and turns that happened that, you know, could have gone our way. It didn't, but, you know, like I said, credit Lower Brule. You know, they're a good basketball team, and they did an awesome job of finishing and making plays down the stretch. I'm proud of our guys, too. Very proud of them for fighting all the way to the end.
You know, as I watched the ball game, I saw their leading scorer foul out, and then I saw your leading scorer foul out, and I'm thinking, okay, how's this going to work out? Both teams had kids that stepped up, and boy, did you guys really was able to step up and score the basketball, and that's something that didn't necessarily have to have, but you were sure glad to see it.
Yeah, definitely. And we've had guys step up all year, Gavin and Kendrell and Nick, besides Dylan and Joe, you know, Joe and Dylan are main scorers. So to have guys step up, we're going to need more of that tonight. We need that every year. So every game, and those younger guys this year getting that experience will only help them for next year.
You know, and as a Central South Dakota basketball guy that's been covering it for a long time, I've been wanting for years for White River to play Potter County, and all of a sudden I get the opportunity to see it. Two teams that play defensively, I think a lot of there's a lot of similarities with the way that you play defense. I think this is going to be a fun matchup to be kind of the warm-up for the championship game. It should be fun to watch you guys go at it.
Yeah, they're a very good basketball team. They're athletic and they're well-coached. They're disciplined, they work hard, they work hard together, and they can shoot it. You know, they're skilled too, so, and they have some size and strength, so they're going to be tough to rebound against. We're going to have to be smart and make them play defense and, try and slow down the shooters. You know, they got some scorers. The Lukens kid can score in all kinds of ways, and, so can the Logan kid, so we're going to have to work very hard, and hopefully we have some legs left over from last night.
You know, and that is the big question coming in. They had the same thing. I thought they had a good game plan against DeSmet. I mean, they tried to match them, match their physicality, and they were able to do that for a little bit, but DeSmet was just too many weapons, and I think whoever comes out with the most energy, especially early, is going to be big.
Yeah, they set the tone and try and play their pace and, you know, take care of the ball. You need to take care of the ball, and, least get a shot up offensively, kind of turn the ball over like we did last night. So hopefully that's the case, and our guys are a little more composed tonight and able to do that.
You've graduated a lot of kids over the years. You get to walk one of your sons off the floor tonight. That's got to be a kind of a different feeling. You would rather you wouldn't worry about it in a championship game, obviously, but since you're playing for third, you probably have to give it a little bit of thought.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the whole weekend's been physically, emotionally draining for them, and really emotionally draining for me with that happening. But we just gotta do our best to go out and focus, and I know Dylan will be, you know, he wants to finish strong, and I know all our guys do. I do too, of course, but it's going to be emotional for me.
And I think as you go through the weekend, and of course the welcome home tomorrow and everything else, but when Monday rolls around, next season starts, and that's what White River basketball is all about.
That's true. We're just going to try and take care of business right now, though.
All right, Coach, lock and load. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Eldon Marshall, head coach of the White River Tigers, part one of our keys to success with more after this on KPLO.
May C Stan C Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. C Stan C Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C Store in Gettysburg. Go Battlers!
Dustin Swartzen with the DRG Media Group. I am here with head coach of the Potter County Battlers boys basketball team, Bryce Hall. Coach, you guys take a tough loss yesterday, 67-45 to top-seeded DeSmet. Give me your final thoughts on that one.
Our boys did a heck of a job coming out. We got a little hurt.
All right, well, we're having some technical difficulties with that interview there from Bryce Hall, but I still remember bits and pieces of it, Darren. A big thing for Potter County, and Bryce Hall talked about it, their three-point shooting was not where they wanted it to be yesterday.
Well, they needed to be able to come out and score the basketball as efficiently as DeSmet did, and getting up and down in the first few three-point attempts that Potter County took in that first quarter were front-rimmed, and we talked about the amount of minutes that Potter County had to play on Thursday to take care of Aberdeen Christian, where DeSmet was able to rest their starters, and that turned out to be a big deal in the end. It went a long time. In fact, I think it was in the fourth quarter last night before Potter County finally hit a three, and three-point baskets and defensive forcing turnovers, transition baskets, are such a big part of what Potter County likes to do. Well, that means that when those facets of your game aren't there, then it's really a struggle to score points, and that really, in the end, is what happened to Potter County.
Yeah, you're certainly right. You know, I also asked Bryce Hall, I said, you know, what did you tell your team at the half? I mean, they were down 22-6. They were able to bring it back, get it within 11 at the break. I asked him what his thoughts were at the half, and he said, we wanted to do something electric right out of halftime. That's where that alley-oop came in from Cooper Logan to Seth Sharp. And unfortunately, it didn't work out for them. But if that would have, if that play would have worked out, this game could have been completely different, because you kind of shift the momentum a little bit, and Potter County's within single digits.
You want to be able to do something to just kind of change the momentum and perhaps get their crowd out of it.
Floor, he loves to drive to the rim, creates contact, and loves to go to the foul line. What's your plan on stopping him today, or at least just trying to contain him?
Well, I keep him at that 23 rather than the 43 he had the first night, you know, so... we're going to keep him in front of us. You know, we'll put different buys on him, defend him different ways, make some angles. He's going to score. That's what he does. You know, he's a scorer. You know, much like the Kalen Gary kid from the Smet last night. They find their ways. That's what the good ones do. And, you know, he's a quality kid in most of the state of basketball in South Dakota. And, you know, we got a handful. I mean, they got Dylan Marshall. We got the Marshall kid. You know, the Falkers kid stepping out the three-point line. I mean, we got our hands full tonight. We got to go out and execute our game plan. And again, we got to stack minutes together. We can't be a 12-man team. We got to be closer to 26 tonight, especially that caliber team in White River.
Last and final question, Coach. What's your keys to success in order to come out with that third place finish?
Tonight we got to shoot the ball better, you know, and we got to play better, control our emotions and not play with emotions, but just play with the feel of the game, play within ourselves, not try to do too much. And like I said, we just got a compass. I look back, last night was our third worst three-point percentage we had all season. You know, of all mice, I have the third worst time. No, 10% is not going to do it. Not at the state tournament, we found out. So, we got to get some shots of the perimeter going, play with confidence, and just keep in front of us. You know, we got to play defense tonight. Got to check it up. Hopefully, they're a little tired. Maybe their legs are gone. Maybe use it to our advantage. We'll see. You know, but Eldon always has that team ready to play, so we'll be ready.
Sounds good, Coach. Appreciate the time, and good luck.
Hey, thank you very much.
Yeah, you heard from Bryce Hall right there as part of the interview actually came back. And what was your takeaway there? I know he mentioned, you know, maybe some fatigue.
Well, Bryce Hall has been here and done that as far as, basketball is concerned. A longtime head coach, here at Potter County. He's put together a great program, as has Eldon Marshall. They both do so many things similarly that he can kind of understand what White River's game plan is going to be. Obviously, you want to see after a 3-overtime game that White River was in last night, the first thing you're going to do is maybe try to push if you got some energy to see what their legs are like. But in the end, you're going to have to grind it out, and you're going to have to kind of control the scores. But you're in the same token, Potter County's a team with some weapons, too. White River's going to have to contend with Cooper Logan and Grant Lukens, and they've got kids that can score the basketball, too. This is either going to be a game that's going to be in the 30s or in the 80s. I don't think there's any in between.
Yeah, I agree with you there. Let's go to a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we will have your starting lineup sponsored by Avera Orthopedics and your Campbell County Collision. A two-minute break. We'll be right back on KPLO and KMLO.
Congratulations, Battlers, on your trip to the state basketball tournament. When Wax Arena is paired with the adrenaline and energy of Battler Red, Potter County pride shines. For all of your vehicle needs, call Beck Motors. Roll down the road in a Victory Red Silverado. Best of luck in tournament action. This is Cody Matson, Beck-Motors.com.
We're making a great deal.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Neumeyer & Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeyer & Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer & Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeyer & Smith Law Office in Gettysburg. LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
We are back inside of the Barnett Center. Dustin Swordsman alongside Darren Boyle in the Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth as we take a look at your Campbell County Collision and your Avera Orthopedic starting lineup. First for let's go with the White River Tigers here. It's Nicholas Marshall, Dylan Marshall, number 5, the senior 6-foot guard. Number 11, Joe Seiler, the 6-foot-3 junior guard. Kendrell Cuevas, who is a 6-foot-4 junior forward, and number 23, Gavin Folkers, a 6-foot-3 junior forward. And you know, for White River, Darren, that Gavin Folkers, he was money from downtown, 6 3-pointers.
Only 3 points on Thursday, but when they needed him, and as you heard in our interview with head coach Eldon Marshall, as Joe Seiler got in foul trouble and had to set a little bit in the third quarter and then fouled out in the fourth, they needed somebody to pick up the offensive slack. Well, it was Gavin Folkers, a big part of that, as he hit those 6 3-pointers, had 3 on Thursday, scored 22 on Friday night. Another big a kid stepping up big was Dylan Marshall, who scored 9 points in the win over Freeman Academy Marion. He wound up scoring 21 last night, and he was really instrumental of sending us to that, keeping us into them 3 overtimes. Lower Brule made some big shots to tie it on a couple different occasions, but, you know, players stepped up, made big plays. Kendall Cuevas, 11 points on Thursday, 9 on Friday, but did so many different things, not just scoring the basketball, but rebounds and being active defensively and things like that. People like that are the ones that are going to step up in a ball game like this.
Yeah, you're certainly right. Let's hear from our starting lineup sponsors, Campbell County Collision and Avera Orthopedics. We'll be back in 30 seconds with your starting lineup for the Potter County Battlers on DRG Media Sports.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DeereEquipment.com.
A 5'10" senior guard. And Darren, we look at this roster, struggled from deep. They decide to bring Logan Decker back into the lineup. Colin Arbach will now come off the bench.
Changes things up just a little bit, but it's still going to come down to the your leaders. Cooper Logan, 12 points on Thursday, 21 last night. Drake Bassett with such a big game on Thursday afternoon, scoring 20 points. He was held in check, and you talked about how they struggled from deep. DeSmet did a good job of not giving Drake a lot of opportunities to score the basketball last night. He was held to just 3 points. Grant Lucas, who scored 24 on Thursday, he was held to 12 points on Friday. And something's going to give there, too. We talked about what White River's got to do to be successful. Well, Potter County, all hands are on deck. Green light for everybody here on Saturday night at the state tournament. And, you know, everybody's going to go out and do what they do, and it should be a real fun matchup, should be a real solid matchup between these two teams. And honestly, I'm excited about it. As I said, talking to Coach Marshall, this is a ball game, when you go back the last 15 years and you look at winning percentages, who's won the most games in Central South Dakota? You could maybe enter Sully Buttes into the equation. You could maybe talk Chamberlain just a little bit. But when it comes right down to it, I don't know if anybody has won more games than Potter County or White River. They've never played each other on the schedule that I can remember. This, for me, is going to be fun to watch.
It certainly will. Let's, the law on the court brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Sumer Protection. Let's hear from them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on DRG Media Sports.
It's your lucky day. You just won a sweepstakes and you received a cashier's check to cover the cost of claiming your winnings. All you need to do is deposit the check and wire a portion of the money to pay those fees. There's just one catch. It's a scam. If you deposit the check and wire the money, your bank will soon learn the check is a fake and you are responsible to pay it back. The Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection wants you to know that counterfeit check scams are on the rise. For more information, contact their office, 1-800-300-1986.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. Number 4, Potter County, taking on number 3, White River. And tip-off is brought To your friends at Riverview Chevrolet Buick in Acoma. Come in for an oil change or major service or just to take a test drive. We'll pay top dollar on good quality trade-ins. They'll treat you like family. Learn more at RiverviewFamily.com. Also, tip off, sponsored by Montana Dakota Utilities. Let's take a 30-second break. Listen to them real quick. When we come back, we will have tip off between Potter County and White River right here on KPLO and KMLO.
Montana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Looking out for you. Good luck, White River Tigers.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. Dustin Sortsman alongside Darren Boyle. Tonight's referees are Adam Kellenberger, Josh Kemp, Kevin Talley, and Brent Dirk. Number four, Potter County, taking on number three, White River, in the third and fourth place game. The national anthem coming up right now, so we will go to a quick break. You're listening to High School Basketball. It's the third and fourth place game on DRG Media Sports.
Good luck, White River Tigers, from Krogman Law Office Professional, LLC. Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
Friends, Lance and Tracy, owners of the Roundup Bar and Grill, invite you to join them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great-looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hoven Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hoven Co-op.
Tigers, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hoven Co-op. 948-2222.
Hoven Co-op.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
Good luck, battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. For Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216. Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovin Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovin Equity Exchange in Hovin.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hovin. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hovin High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hovin. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers! At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Life and healthcare. And enjoy the games.
Welcome back inside of the Barnett Center. Dustin Stortzum alongside Darren Boyle for this one, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mobridge, and also KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain. If you drink, don't drive, as both teams just about ready to get announced over the PA system here inside of the Barnett Center. Darren, this place is filling up. It's going to be packed to the brim.
Continues the fill in, and as we get a little closer to that championship game, there's going to be more and more people that will fill in. We expect this to be standing room only before the championship game gets underway, and I have no doubt that that is going to happen, but you again see the contingent of White River fans here. You see the purple and gold of White River. You see the red and white of Potter County. You see the student bodies here in force as well. It's dressed like an athlete across the way for Potter County. And White River, their fans are down on this end as well. So that's what this state tournament is all about. I mean, obviously, you get the student body support like you always do, but you also have the adult support, the parents, the followers and fans. There's down at the scorers table, I read an article that a couple at the far end where we were set up on Thursday, they haven't missed a state tournament since the 60s, and they are here set up at the score along Media Row there, checking out this state tournament. The state B tournament is a whole different animal from where it was in the 60s, 70s. It used to alternate between Rapid City and Sioux Falls, now a permanent spot here at the Barnett Center. The folks here at Northern State University do a great job of putting this together, getting things organized, and have done that for years, and it's kind of in a roundabout way become the permanent site of the State B, and it makes for a great atmosphere, and the Barnett Center is a great place to play basketball in, and should be a fun matchup here tonight as we get ready to go. White River and Potter County, and you play this third place game, you come in here, especially after you win on Thursday, you have a whole bunch of expectations about what could happen if you could just win that game on Friday night. You come up short, well, now you got to come out here and go to work. We'll see how all of this works out. Two coaches, and in my mind, two of the best in the business, are going to work here tonight. I'm locked in. It's going to be fun.
This crowd is loud right now. It will be White River. They're in their purple uniforms with the yellow lettering.
Potter County in their white uniforms with the red lettering as the referee. And just like last night, Kendrell Cuevas tries to jump the tip and sneak in, and the official this time didn't let him.
He's excited. We're ready to roll, and White River having possession of the basketball early, and just like that, Dylan Marshall getting on the board first for White River. He scores for two.
Dylan Marshall playing his final high school basketball game. He was a ball boy for part of this 17-year state tournament run that White River has been on. He also has been, real instrumental as far as the success of White River over the last 5 years, and playing his final high school game this afternoon, or
Cooper,
this evening.
Cooper Logan answers back for two for Potter County, and now it's White River the other way. Joe Seiler's shot is up, no good. In and out of the hands of Logan Decker from Potter County, but they are able to get that rebound, and now it'll be Potter County. The battler's the other way. Grant Lukens crosses over, pulls up from three. It's left long. Offensive rebound going to Logan Decker of Potter County. Now Drake Bassett will take an NBA three-pointer, and he hits from deep. Drake Bassett on the board early for Potter County. They lead 5-2.
Green light for both teams, as we said. And if the shots go down, it's going to take 80 to win this ball game. If it don't, it won't. But it's really going to be an interesting, it has been an interesting start in the first two-plus minutes of this opening quarter.
Folkers to Seiler. He'll now set a screen. Seiler dribbling with the right hand, handing it off to Dylan Marshall, who now works to the charity stripe. Now to the corner. Folkers, a three-pointer. He just missed it. Left short, offensive rebound going to Cuevas. Cuevas' second chance is no good as well. And now Seth Sharp grabbing the defensive rebound for Potter County.
The first two perimeter shots for White River have been short. Potter County's first three was short, but Bassett knocked one down.
Cooper Logan, a deep three-pointer. That's up no good. I think it might have been tipped as well, as Joe Seiler coming up with a rebound. He'll now work the other direction. Cooper Logan guarding him closely. And it seems like Potter County still getting the green light from deep. Here's Joe Seiler's three-pointer, and that's no good as well. Seth Sharp coming down with a rebound for the Battlers.
White River 0 for behind the arc. They've already attempted three of them in this opening quarter.
Here's Grant Lukens. On the right wing, handing it off. Cooper Logan will now back in on Dylan Marshall. Being double-teamed as he puts up a tough shot. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Ball bounces around. Cooper Logan with his own offensive rebound. He'll shoot from the charity stripe. That won't fall either. And coming down with the rebound is Dylan Marshall. He'll throw it up court to Nicholas Marshall, who lays it in for two.
That's what White River does. You kind of just sneak behind the offense. They're assuming your team is going to get the offensive or the defensive rebound, and he was able to release and get the easy two.
5-4 Potter County, and just like that, Grant Lukens answers on the other end. 5:20 remaining in the opening quarter. It's Potter County 7, White River 4, as Grant Lukens is on the board for the first time. Only had 12 points in the loss against DeSmit as the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Battlers. So
Nick Marshall kind of went into no man's land there and had the ball knocked out of his hands. He was lucky he didn't try to grab it again. It got tipped out of bounds, and White River will keep possession, but he almost grabbed it, which would have been a turnover.
Dylan Marshall into the backcourt. Now Nicholas Marshall will handle the basketball. Drake Bassett guarding him. I think this is a good matchup tonight between these two. Nicholas Marshall getting the best of Drake. Got him on the pump fake, and he puts it home for two.
If you're keeping score at home, write small, folks.
4:55 remaining in the opening quarter. It's Potter County 7, White River 6. Drake Bassett working on Folkers. This might be a mismatch here for Drake Bassett. Bassett working to the charity stripe. Now getting it to the corner. Logan Decker swinging across to skip pass to Seth Sharp, who's now working on the baseline on Joe Seiler. Seth Sharp shots up no good. Left it well long, and coming down with the rebound is Dylan Marshall. He'll work it the other way, and Drake Bassett is going to pick up a personal foul as Dylan Marshall goes to the floor just across the half-court line.
Media timeout.
Media timeout on the floor. We will take one as well. 4:31 remaining in the opening quarter. It's Potter County 7, White River 6. You're listening to the third and fourth place Class B basketball game right here on DRG Media Sports.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go Battlers!
Congratulations, Battlers, on your trip to the state basketball tournament. When Wachs Arena is paired with the adrenaline and energy of Battler Red, Potter County pride shines. For all of your vehicle needs, call Beck Motors. Roll down the road in a Victory Red Silverado. Best of luck in tournament action. This is Cody Mattson, Beck-Motors.com.
Where we can't wait to see you.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. Dustin Stortzum, Darren Boyle. Our timeout today sponsored by Integra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Integra cooperative today. It's White River with the basketball. Dylan Marshall on the baseline after an inbounds pass, handing it off to Folkers. Folkers now to Nicholas Marshall. He'll take a screen. Now goes the opposite direction from Quavos. Quavos now top of the key. Handing it off to Seiler. Seiler. Working on Cooper Logan with 12 on the shot clock. He'll drive inside the post. Back outside, Dylan Marshall working down the lane to the corner. Three-pointer from Nicholas Marshall is good.
Big first quarter for Nick Marshall. And both of these teams and both of these players are with the green light as they, we've just seen a lot of shots early. And the shots that went down, we would have already been in double figures.
On the other end of the floor, Grant Lukens getting to the basket. His shot is no good, but a blocking foul called, and he will head to the line for two free throws. 9-7, White River with the lead, 3:45 remaining in the opening quarter.
Nick Marshall with the personal, it will be his first, won't be a shooting foul. They say before the shot, so Potter County will have to inbound it.
Drake Bassett on the drive, working, shots up no good off the backboard. Offensive rebound, Seth Sharp, and he puts it home for two.
Active on the offensive glass, Seth Sharp. Now they pile up a little bit, and we're going to call a double foul, I believe.
And one of them's on Drake Bassett. That is his second personal already, Darren. So some foul trouble here for Potter County.
I'm assuming they're going to put one on Dylan Marshall as well, and that will be his first personal foul. Second team foul for both teams, I believe.
Potter County coming with a little pressure. Now they back off as Seiler walks this one up across the timeline. Quavos. Offering a screen here as the handoff to Dylan Marshall. He'll now facilitate the offense. To the high post, Folkers was looking for Seiler on a V-cut down the baseline. And Seiler's a little miscommunication there. He stayed put on the three-point line. It'll be a turnover as the ball goes out of bounds. 3:20 remaining in the opening quarter. It is White River 9, Potter County 9, all tied up with 3:15 remaining. Grant Lukens, out about a three, now hands it off to Drake Bassett. He'll drive, working on Folkers. His shot is no good. Left short. Here comes White River the other direction. Dylan Marshall wants to run with things as he gets to the corner. Now dribbling inside of the post. It's up and good. Dylan Marshall with the right hand. And White River's back on top, 11-9.
That's 4 points for Dylan Marshall. And he is the one that's in a little bit higher gear than everybody else, playing a little bit quicker. That's not the first time he's been able to get to the rim.
Looks like a timeout was called on the floor.
Potter County had it, and they had a player on their back, and now Potter County is going to take a 30-second timeout.
We'll take one with them, a 30-second Integra timeout. We'll be right back on DRG Media Sports.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Online at www.venturecom.net.
Well, we want to remind you that the broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. 11-9, White River with the lead over Potter County as Cooper Logan gets the inbounds pass and driving on Dylan Marshall. He'll draw a foul, so Dylan Marshall with two personal fouls already in this opening quarter.
Dylan was just trying to body up, and Cooper Logan, as he has throughout the entire state tournament, in fact, throughout the entire season, trying to work his way inside.
Colin Arbaugh checked in for the first time. His shot was no good. Now it's White River the other direction, a reverse slam up and in for Nick Marshall. How about Nick Marshall out of the gates? 9 points already.
Quiet throughout this state tournament with just 9 and 8 points scored in the two games, but he's already scored 9 in this opening quarter.
Here's Grant Lukens. Shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound, Logan Decker. That's his second of the ballgame. Now Seth Sharp will pull up for three, and Sharp's three won't fall. Ball tipped around. Dylan Marshall coming down with it for White River.
Again, Dylan being the most active, showing a lot of energy here this evening.
Coming right down the floor, putting up a tough shot from the right elbow. It's no good off the front of the rim.
And both of these teams are not settling in offensively as they normally do. We've seen a lot of shots early in the shot clock from both sides in this first quarter.
Cooper Logan with a basketball, 150 remaining in the opening quarter. He'll throw a bounce pass to Grant Lukens. Lukens working in the corner. Lukens from the charity stripe. It's no good. Left it short again.
And another bunch of shot shorts. And we talked about that last night in Potter County in their game against DeSmet. These kids are a little bit leg weary at this point of this state tournament, so not surprising to see some of these shots come up short.
A turnover for White River the other direction. They still lead Potter County 13-9 with 1:29 remaining.
T.J. Baird in the ball game for White River, and he had the basketball but stepped in the baseline, and for White River, I have him for their first turnover of the ball game.
1:22 remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Grant Lukens working on Nick Marshall. He'll throw it to the left side. Seth Sharp has it. Now to Colin Arbach. Arbach from the high post over to Cooper Logan. Logan back to Lukens. 17 on the shot clock. Top of the key. Lukens will now work to the charity stripe. A pull-up jumper's no good. Left it short. Grant Lukens has left every single shot short so far for Potter County. And it's Dylan Marshall who again is running in transition. It's acting like this is his first game of the weekend.
He sure has the freshest legs of anybody on the floor right now. And he sure has provided White River with a lot of energy in this opening quarter.
Nick Marshall guarded closely by Cooper Logan to the left side now. It's Folkers setting a screen for Seiler as he drives inside the post. Back outside, Nick Marshall will now work. Back outside to Folkers. A left wing three is no good. And the rebound goes to Grant Lukens. 30 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. He wants to push the tempo a little bit as he tries to go coast to coast. Shot is no good. Coming down with the rebound is White River. Now Joe Seiler in a one-on-one with Logan Decker. He gets to the rim and he's fouled. And will head to the line for two shots.
Up and down we go in this first quarter. Quick shots in the shot clock sequence and getting up and down. What we thought we would probably see.
Absolutely. Joe Seiler heading to the free throw line for the first time today and looking for his first points as the first free throw falls. That makes a score White River 14. Potter County 9. Substitutes coming into the game. Alex Tanner checks in for the first time. Ryder Falkenhagen also in for Potter County. Dylan Marshall will head to the bench here for
Joe White Seiler River. With 66 points in two games of this state tournament.
He has just been phenomenal all tournament long. Mackenzie Wickey checks in for the first time for White River. Baird is also in the game for the Tigers. 15 seconds remaining in the opening quarter. Here's Grant Lukens, 15-9. White River as Lukens puts up a floater, and that falls in the middle of the lane.
A lot of easy shots have not went down for Lukens. That was the toughest shot he's taken so far, and he was able to put it home.
Wickey, a three-pointer at the buzzer. It's no good, and Grant Lukens will come down with the rebound as time expires. One quarter in the books inside of the Barnett Center for the third and fourth place game. It's White River leading Potter County 15-11. We will go to a one-minute break when we come back. Quarter number two on DRG Media Sports.
Neumeier and Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier and Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg. LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
Precision Farming System can help your operation.
Quarter scoreboard brought to you by Darren Boyle Sales. That's me, by the way. I have a lot full of new and used farm equipment at the lot on Sale Barn Road in Fort Pierre. Shop online anytime at DarrenBoyleSales.com. And back to you.
7:50 remaining in the opening half here. It is White River 15, Ponor County 11, as we take a look at your Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge Sports scoreboard. And a quick turnover here for Ponor County to start quarter number two. Ryder Falkenhagen lost the
handle. I've been trying to keep track. Is that the first turnover of the ball game for Ponor County?
It might be. We'll get our official stats at halftime from our ball boys who like to run all the way up here and hand us our stats from our bird's eye view.
They're in a lot better shape than I am. Oh, there's no question about that. But I was able to get nachos, so all is right with the world.
Seiler with the basketball, top of the key. He'll drive to the charity stripe. Beautiful feed down low to Baird, who can't finish. His second chance falls, though. And White River on the board to start quarter number two. They lead Ponor County 17-11.
And the pace of this ball game, with it being kind of up and down, I don't know who it favors at this point, but White River seems to be kind of settled in and been able to get the basketball inside, perhaps a little bit more than what Ponor County has.
Ryder Falkenhagen, his turnaround jumper falls. First 2 points for the young sophomore off the bench as makes a
Falkenhagen score. Did some good things defensively Thursday against Ponor County, or against Aberdeen Christian. Was kind of, well, in a situation where he didn't get the opportunity to do a lot yesterday, but Falkenhagen has been a big part of the success that Ponor County has had this season.
6:55 remaining in the first half. Here's Nick Marshall on the drive. His right-handed layup is no good. Coming down with a rebound is Cooper Logan. He wants to push in transition. Logan.
And so far, White River has done a good job of keeping Logan out of the paint, because that's where he's been wanting to go, but he's been held in check.
How about Grant Lucan starting to get hot from the field as he hits a mid-range jumper, makes the score White River 17, Ponor County 15, with 6:30 remaining in the first half.
And that's a half dozen points for Lucan.
Joe Seiler, a three-pointer in the face of Lukens. He just missed it. The guard, Ryder Falkenhagen, with the rebound for Ponor County. Here's Cooper Logan. Off of an outlet pass, he gets to the corner, working on Seiler. A bounce pass at the top of the key now. Grant Lukens. Lukens will dribble, lost the handle momentarily, gets it back, draws some contact, throws up a shot, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Dylan Marshall on the ground comes up with a rebound, an outlet pass.
Here we go.
Joe Seiler slams it home for two. You've seen it coming, Darren.
Yeah, Bryson Morrison made a nice defensive play coming over to help out, and Lukens couldn't get to the rim, and now Cooper Logan, first time he got the paint. Look at that strong move to the basket.
Cooper Logan finishes, count the basket and the foul. He'll go to the free throw line for one more. He said, anything you can do, I can do better.
And sometimes that's what these third-place games turn into, kind of a high-powered game of horse, if you will, and so far they've done that. These are two proud programs that have done a lot of good things over the last 10, 15 or more years. And again, for me, it's fun to watch them play.
Cooper Logan's and one free throw is good. He's got 5 points in the first half. White River 19, Ponor County 18, 5:45 remaining in the opening
and Ponor
half.
Ponor County extending their defense a little bit, picking up at half court where they weren't doing that in the first period.
Joe Seiler's got it top of the key. Now to the left wing. It's Nick Marshall. Marshall back to Seiler, top of the key. He'll work on Lukens down the middle of the lane. Foul called. No shot as it was on the floor. Bang, bang play right there. I believe Lukens will pick up the foul, if I'm not mistaken. And it will go on Grant Lukens.
It's his first personal foul, and it's 19-18. White River out in front.
Joe Seiler, a beautiful mid-range jumper off the inbounds pass from Dylan Marshall. He hits for two. Seiler already with 6 points in the first half. Now it's Cooper Logan on the left wing. Logan will work to the low block. Shot is up and good. Cooper Logan is wanting to take over right now.
That's the one thing that he was able to do almost at will against Aberdeen Christian. DeSmet kind of took that opportunity away, being able to muscle his way to the rim. And he didn't do it in the first quarter, but he has in the second. It's definitely been successful.
Joe Seiler to the rim in a foul call. Cooper Logan is upset. He is very upset. We know how emotional he can get on the floor because he loves the game of basketball. As the foul, it isn't even on Logan. It was on Grant Lukens. And Joe Seiler will head to the free throw line. He's doing exactly what he did in the opening round, forcing his way to the rim and drawing contact so he can get to the charity stripe. We've got a timeout on the floor. It's a full one. We will take a 1 minute Integra timeout break as well. 21-20, White River leading Ponor County. You're listening to high school basketball on DRG Media Sports.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. Siler's first free throw is up and no good. As he heads to the charity stripe, it is White River, the 3 seed. They lead Potter County, the 4 seed, 21-20. 4:54 remaining in the opening half.
15 foul on Potter County, by the way, as we work our way just a little bit closer to the bonus. 4 team fouls against White River.
Now back out to a 2-point lead for White River as Siler hits the second free throw. It's Grant Lukens pulling up a mid-range jumper. No good. Siler coming down with a rebound. Now he'll work his way up court. Joe Siler. Let's see if he goes right at Grant Lukens again. He will, and the pull-up jumper is good. Joe Siler has been himself in this first half as he hits another one.
You know, I used to play amateur basketball just a little bit, and I played some softball. The first quarter sometime were kind of slow until you got limbered up a little. That kind of looks like this game here today, because this second quarter has been at a lot faster pace than what the game was in the opening period.
Beautiful defensive play by Cooper Logan to knock that ball out of bounds and transition. Joe Siler was all the way down the court for White River, and he would have had an easy dunk there, but Cooper Logan getting a hand out there and swatting the basketball out of bounds. So we'll stay with White River here as Dylan Marshall will inbound from the left sideline. Getting it in to the top of the key. Fulkers now to the right side. It's Marshall into the corner. Dylan Marshall has it back to Nick. Now over to the top of the key. Siler, a pull-up three-pointer in the face of Cooper Logan. Right between the eyes from downtown. You cannot give Joe Siler that look. White River 27, Potter County 20. Here's Cooper Logan. Logan, a mid-range jumper. That won't fall off the side of the rim and no good. Quavos coming down with the rebound for the Tigers. Dylan Marshall the other direction now. Guarded by Falkenhagen. It's number 5 on number 5. Here's Marshall to the charity stripe. Now to the left wing. Joe Siler, another three-pointer. It's a heat check and he got it. Joe Siler has been unstoppable from downtown. A timeout on the floor for Bryce Hall. Potter County needs it right now. 3:30 remaining in the opening half. It is White River 30, Potter County 20. We will head to a 30-second break when we come back. The conclusion of the second quarter on DRG Media Sports.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Back inside of the Barnett Center, Dustin Sortson alongside Darren Boyle inside of our Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. 3:30 remaining in the opening half. It is White River 30, Potter County 20, as Grant Lukens will go on the drive, and he puts it home for two, finally stopping the run for White River to bring it back with an 8.
That's 8 points for Lukens, the 6'3 senior. Of course, a lot of seniors on this Potter County squad playing their final high school game as well, and it's just fun to watch these guys go at it.
Beautiful feed from Nick Marshall to Quavos on the low block. Quavos puts it in for two. That's his first 2 points here in the first half. It's now Grant Lukens working down the middle of the lane. Grant Lukens laying it home for two.
Back-to-back buckets for him. Double figures in double figures with 10 points.
Joe Seiler with 15. Grant Lukens with 10. That's your leading scores for both squads so far. 2:45 remaining in the opening half. White River 34, Potter County 24. And now it's Folkers, a three-pointer. Folkers' shot is no good. And Drake Bassett coming down with the rebound. He'll now push it up court. Bassett dribbling to the right side. Working on Wiki. Now to the free throw line. Drake Bassett, shot is up, no good. He followed his own shot, though, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Quavos. Beautiful job there.
Drake Bassett with another hustle play, and even though he didn't score a lot of points, he was involved in a lot of those hustle plays yesterday in the loss to DeSmet. He was such a big, big factor in the win over Aberdeen Christian on Thursday afternoon.
T.J. Barrett checks back into the game here for White River, and a bounce pass into the low block. Cooper Logan working, being double-teamed, now triple-teamed. Cooper Logan puts up a tough shot, and it's no good. Coming down with the rebound is Folkers, and here comes Joe Seiler as he throws it up court to Wiki. Beautiful defensive play by Grant Lukens as he tips it out of bounds.
And that's good film study by Bryce Hall. He realized, and this is a big part of what White River done. I've seen him several times over the years. They get that rebound, and the first thing they look is for that long pass right up the center of the floor as the two defenders up top release. And what Potter County has done over the last last fast break opportunities, they've been able to defend that, kind of play it like a safety and knock that ball away.
Joe Seiler hits from the charity stripe. He's got 17 points. White River back up by 10 with a minute and 56 to go in the opening half. Here's Cooper Logan down low. Grant Lukens puts it home for two. And Darren Grant Lukens has had a ton of success from the low block here in the second quarter.
He's found a matchup, and again, that's kind of what you have to do in a game like this, is find those matchups, and now an offensive foul is going to be called on Nick Marshall.
Who else other than Seth Sharp to draw the charge right there on Nick Marshall? It'll be a turnover for White River. With 1:42 remaining in the opening half, it's White River 34, Potter County 26.
Mackenzie Wickey checks back in. Dylan Marshall checks out for White River. Potter County trying to put together a little bit of a run here as they trail by 8.
Grant Lukens just inside the three-point line, and he just missed it. Actually looks good from up here. Just missed the shot inside of 1:30 to play in the opening half. White River 34, Potter County 26. Here's Seiler. Now Cooper Logan will come out to that almost NBA three-point line as Folkers has it. Handing it off, Seiler driving to the left elbow. Shot is good. Joe Seiler has been almost unstoppable in this first half, and Cooper Logan's going to get a technical foul. He had words with the referee after that shot. Cooper Logan will now receive a technical foul. That's his second technical foul of the tournament. And free throws coming up for Joe Seiler in White River. Cooper Logan, full of emotions. He loves the game of basketball, and he wants the call. He thought that there might have been a push off there on Joe Seiler. No call. As Joe Seiler made the basket, had some words with the referee, and now here we are as the first technical foul is good.
But you have to get to a point where you've got to realize early, and as a senior, Cooper should realize that. He's been playing a long time. His dad is an official. You've got to be able to kind of know how far you can push it when you got to pull back a little bit. And just a little bit overzealous there.
Cooper Logan and Alex Tanner will head to the bench here for Potter County. Colin Arbach checking into the game. Logan Decker also in. Bryson Morrison will check in for White River as T.J. Barrett will head back to the bench. 1:12 remaining in this opening half. It is White River 38, Potter County 26. White River, though, has dominated this first half.
And definitely been able to control the pace of the ball game. They've slowed it down when they've wanted to. They've been able to fast break when they've wanted to. And it's tough when you're Potter County to try to play from behind. Yes, you try to get points off of turnovers, and your defense is what carries you, but You've got to be able to chew up and erase deficits, and right now that's going to be a tall order for Potter County.
Here's Dylan Marshall. A mid-range shot is up, no good. Tipped around, an offensive rebound by Morrison. He gets it back out to the corner. Nick Marshall will now set it up at the top of the key for Joe Seiler.
And don't be surprised if the Tigers don't try to hold for the final shot of the quarter.
Seiler, guarded closely by Drake Bassett. The "you can't guard him" chant coming out on the side of White River here. Down to 14 on the shot clock, 16 on the game.
In my mind, Drake is quick enough that he can't.
Here's Seiler. Step back three-pointer, and that's no good. Rattles in and out. Ball tipped around, and a foul called. And that will go against Morrison.
Bryson Morrison with his first personal foul. I don't think that gets us over the foul limit, though.
I think
it is a 17 foul, so Potter County will get a 1-1.
It'll be Seth Sharp shooting the 1-1 free throw for Potter County as a substitute comes into the game. Barrett back in. Wiki, let's see if he checks in as well, and it looks like he will.
Wiki will check in. TJ Barrett back into the ballgame for White River. Grant Lukens will check out of the ballgame for the Battlers. Making sure that nothing happens like an extra foul in the final 7.8 seconds of this first half.
Absolutely. Seth Sharp at the free throw line for two looks. He's been one of the better free throw shooters for Potter County. And the 1-1 free throw is good. Getting an opportunity at a second one here. That's point number three for Seth Sharp in this first half. Looking to cut this deficit to 10. White River 38, Potter County 27. Just under 8 seconds to play in the first half as the second free throw is good. Two for two on the free throws is Seth Sharp. One last shot opportunity for White River. Here's Dylan Marshall up across the timeline. Gets a screen. He'll drive. Mid-range jumper. Shot is up. No good. And a rebound by Colin Arbach that will end the first half of play. One half of play in the books. It is White River 38, Potter County 28 as we go to our halftime break. When we come back after a 3-minute timeout break, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show along with your By Right C halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm to the table. Four inspirational letters that can also be applied to our local Potter County students and athletes. AMPI, outstanding, motivated, proud, and intense. Good luck, Battlers, from your cheesy fans at AMPI in Hoven. May your hard work and dedicated teamwork lead you to victory. If you'd like to be a part of our AMPI team, please apply online at AMPI.com.
Let us be your partner and grow. Hoven Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hoven Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hoven Co-op, 948-2222.
Hoven Co-op.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hoven.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
A big game means a big time for great food, and they have you covered at Fresh Start Market in Harriet. Stop in and check out their fresh produce, an awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of their famous homemade sausage. Like and follow on Facebook at Fresh Start Market LLC for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market in Harriet, because a big game can't be done without great food.
Your hard work and dedication shows. Go Tigers!
Hey
Halftime inside of the Barnett Center as we take a look at your Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge and your Darren Boyle Sales. Halftime scoreboard. Right now it is White River 38, Potter County 28. As we get into your Fresh Start Market and your Buy Right Seed halftime show. And Darren, White River controlled the pace from start to finish in that first half.
They definitely did. They came out, both teams came out a little bit slow, as we mentioned, maybe just needing to get limbered up a little bit. But as we went through the second quarter, the pace of both of these teams was able to pick up quite a bit. White River was able to get some transition baskets early. That's one thing that Potter County hasn't been able to do as of yet, is to get those defensive steals and transition baskets. But what Potter County was able to do in the second quarter was get the ball inside, whether it was Logan, whether it was Lukens. They were able to do some damage in the paint. Fouls starting to add up just a little bit for White River, and we'll see if that trend continues. But I think what we're looking forward to is going to be a pretty wide open second half.
Yeah, I think so as well. And you kind of take a look at the team numbers here in the first half. Starting off with White River, they shot 15 of 31 from the field. That's good for 48%, and I think you'll take that if you're a White River fan.
Absolutely. And the other stat that I look at and go 20 to 19 rebounding-wise, Potter County with 8 offensive rebounds. You give a team second-chance opportunities, and we've been saying it since Thursday. There's no bad teams here in this State B, and if you give another team 8 offensive opportunities, they're going to be able to score points, and Potter County has been able to do exactly that.
Yeah, you're certainly right, and you know, we kind of take a look at the three-point percentage for both teams. Neither team shooting well from the arc. White River just 3 of 11. That's good for 27%, and Potter County only taking 4 three-pointers. They're 1 of 4 for just 25.
Well, the first two or three three-pointers that they tried were short, so they kind of changed their game and started working the ball inside. Cooper Logan drawing double and triple coverage, and he, you know, was still able to score the ball inside. Lukens was able to do some things, but as the defense starts sucking into the paint to try to keep those interior drives bottled up, that means there's going to be opportunities for kickouts and perhaps a little bit more open looks. We'll see if that changes for Potter County in the second half, the shooting percentage, I mean.
Let's take a look at your point totals in the first half for each team. Starting with White River, it was Nicholas Marshall. He had 9 points in an assist. He's also got 2 personal fouls to his name. For Dylan Marshall, it was 4 points and 5 rebounds with also 2 personal fouls. You look at Joe Seiler, who was almost lights out from the floor. He was 7 of 12 shooting for 21 points. He's also got 4 rebounds to his name and just 1 personal foul. Kendrell Cuevas has got 2 points. He's also got 3 rebounds to his name. And then TJ Barrett, he's got 2 points and 5 rebounds to his name. So coming off the bench, Barrett with 5 big rebounds for his squad, including 2 offensive at this point in the game. Taking a look at Potter County, for them on the scoreboard, they've got 28 points as Cooper Logan, he has got 7 total points. He's got 3 rebounds and 2 personal fouls, including a technical foul. Seth Sharp has got 4 points and 5 rebounds. He's got 1 offensive and 4 defensive rebounds. It's Grant Lukens with 12 points on 6 of 16 shooting. He's got 4 total rebounds and 2 personal fouls. Drake Bassett has got 3 points and a rebound along with 2 personal fouls. And then Ryder Falkenhagen off the bench has got 2 points and a rebound to his name as well. Looking forward to this quarter, or this third quarter, we should say, Darren Boyle, what does Potter County have to do to get back into this?
Well, I think Potter County kind of found the formula, and that is to get the basketball inside. For White River, they're starting to get some fouls a little bit. The fouls are starting to add up a little bit. So Potter County, what they want to be able to do is get the ball inside and try to force the issue. Make White River stop them defensively. If you're on the other end, I think White River is doing exactly what they planned to do coming in. They wanted to be able to get up and down the floor. They wanted to be able to control the tempo of this ball game, even if that means to try to push the basketball. And they were able to do that in the opening quarter. Early in the second, Potter County made some defensive adjustments there. We'll see how White River changes things when they get the basketball from time to time to start the second half. But all in all, so far, a very good first half. We expect a fun championship game upcoming.
Absolutely. We will take a 90-second timeout break. When we come back, we will have third quarter action between White River and Potter County. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Welcome back. Dustin Stortsum and Darren Boyle inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. This second half brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities and Riverview Chevrolet Buick. Both teams back on the floor here. Darren Boyle, I'm excited for this second half. If it is anything like half number one. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice.
Both of these teams, of course, wanting to close out their state tournament experience here on a winning note. The seniors playing for pride, and if you're a youngster, if you're an underclassman here, you just want to, you want to be able to enjoy this state tournament experience, and you want to get back next year. And for both of these teams, next year will start tomorrow.
Absolutely. Here is quarter number three. It's White River with the basketball. 7:45 remaining in the third quarter, and a foul on the floor. Dylan Marshall had control of the basketball there. We'll see who the foul is on. Grant Lukens, that's third. That's his third.
That's his third personal foul. And I was busy worried about White River's foul situation. Potter County with Lukens with three. Drake Bassett with three. Cooper Logan, or with two personals. Bassett with two. Cooper Logan has two fouls as well.
We'll
have to watch that as we go through this third quarter.
Joe Seiler misses first shot from the field here to start quarter number three. It's now Grant Lukens with the basketball. He'll work his way inside of the paint. Spin move. Shot is up, and it rattles home for two. Grant Lukens on the board for the first time in the second half.
That's 14 points in the ball game for Grant Lukens.
7:22 remaining in quarter number three. White River 38, Potter County 30. Dylan Marshall has in the corner. Beautiful feed down low. Folkers was wide open. I don't know if Logan Decker missed his assignment or what, but Folkers was wide open.
I think Folkers ran off a screen, but that's a different offensive set that White River ran there that Potter County hadn't seen in this ballgame, sending Folkers down the lane from the high post.
Drake Bassett looking to answer right back as he splits two defenders and puts it home with the right hand.
And that's the first time Drake Bassett has attacked the rim like that. That was something he did a lot in that Aberdeen Christian game on Saturday, or Thursday.
Folkers.
My days are mixed up.
Folkers in the corner again, trying to swing it out baseline to Quavos in the corner as it's tipped out of bounds. We'll stay with White River here. White River with the lead, 40-32, 6:43 remaining in quarter number three.
And as we get closer and closer to the championship game, you can see the crowd getting bigger and bigger and building up. Should be a fun matchup between DeSmet and Lower Brule in just a little while.
Nick Marshall on the drive. Marshall's shot blocked, it looked like, but it...
Good defense in the part of Potter County that made a floater in the lane a very difficult shot for Marshall.
Here's Grant Lukens, a step-back three-pointer at the top of the key. Lukens hits from deep. And all of a sudden, Potter County back in it. They trail by five.
It's a 7-2 scoring run for Potter County to start this third quarter. And they weren't out of it before, but they're right back in it right now.
Here's Dylan Marshall on the drive, working on Grant Lukens. Beautiful defense forces the turnover. Logan Decker comes up with a basketball. Now an outlet pass to Drake Bassett on the other end, and he puts it home for two. Drake Bassett with
just
4
like,
points already in the quarter number three.
Just like White River did several times in the first half, Bassett got just released and got behind the defense. You gotta to do that, you got to have faith that your front line is going to either be able to steal the basketball or get the rebound, and they were able to do just that.
Lead cut down to three, 40-37, White River with 5:40 remaining. And quarter number three, that's going to be a travel call, an easy travel call. Joe Seiler pleading his case with the referee, but that's not going to change his mind. And another turnover here for the Tigers.
And that's seven for White River, two of them already here in the third quarter.
There's Grant Lukens with the basketball right now, getting a screen from Seth Sharp, dribbling to the right side, now gets to the low block, a lot of contact and a foul called. Folkers will pick up the foul, and Lukens will head to the free throw line for Potter County.
For Gavin, that's his first personal foul, but for White River, that is their first team foul of the second half.
At the conclusion of this game, we will name your Venture Communications and your CHS River Plains players of the game as the first free throw falls for Grant Lukens. Looking for number two here.
That's 18 points, his first trip to the free throw line tonight.
Second free throw is up and in. So two for two on the free throws is Grant Lukens.
And that's seven in the quarter already for Grant Lukens.
Lukens having himself a game. Trying to go out on a high note. Here's Dylan Marshall getting a screen from Quavos. Dribbling with the right hand. Gets to the low block. Now a beautiful feed down low. Quavos mishandled it momentarily. Gets it back. An underhand pass to Dylan Marshall at the charity stripe. He'll pull up and his shot won't fall. Grant Lukens with the rebound.
White River still looking for their first points in the second half.
Here's Grant Lukens, a step-back jumper for the lead. It's no good. 5 minutes remaining in quarter number three. It's
White
River
40. White River did when they got that rebound as they were looking to fast break, and Potter County was back defensively. They have really adjusted and taken that away from the Tigers.
Joe Seiler, a three-pointer. His look is no good, and now Grant Lukens overthrowing Cooper Logan. Logan wanted that pass about 5 seconds before it was made. As a timeout on the floor here for White River, I believe. 40-39. White River, the Tigers with the lead. It's a full timeout. We will take a minute timeout with them. You are listening to High School Sports on DRG Media Sports.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hoven. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hoven High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hoven. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Wagner Auto Company in here.
Driven by the Austin Highway Safety, 100.7 FM, KMLO, Lowry Mowbridge, and KPLO 94.5, Reliance Chamberlain. If you drink, don't drive. It is White River with the basketball right now. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. Nick Marshall has in the corner right now to the top of the key. Folkers will attempt the three-pointer off the timeout break, and he hits from deep.
That is 5 points in the quarter in the third quarter for White River, all of them from Gavin Folkers.
White River 43, Potter County 39. It's Decker in the corner. Quavos is going to give him some space if he wants the three. Now it's Cooper Logan pulling up from deep. Left it short, an offensive rebound going to Seth Sharp. Seth Sharp putting it up. It won't fall either. Cooper Logan back into the mix. He gets an offensive rebound. It's blocked. No way. Foul call. Quavos got there, but a lot of contact, and Cooper Logan will head to the free throw line for two shots.
Some strong play on the inside there. Logan was able to get around the defense and get to the rim, and he was able to go up strong, knew there was going to be contact, and he was able to draw the foul, and he'll get free throw.
Referees getting together momentarily. And two free throws coming up for Cooper Logan. Trying to make this a two-point game. As the first free throw is good. 3:59 remaining in quarter number three. White River 43, Potter County 40. This is to make it a two-point game here. The second free throw is good. Cooper Logan goes 2 for 2 from the line. He's got 9 points. Here's Nick Marshall now for White River. Working on Bassett. Now backing into the corner, Cuevas. Thinking about a three. He'll now work on Seth Sharp. And a travel called. Could not
good
keep his footing there.
Good defense there by Seth Sharp. He kind of pulled the chair out on Cuevas when he tried to back in and was able to draw the turnover. And for White River, that is eight turnovers in the ballgame. And that's three of them here in the second half.
Potter County has really settled in defensively in the second half, forcing a couple travel calls.
They made some real nice adjustments in how they were attacking things offensively, too.
Grant Lukens with a tough shot. It rattles in and out. And here comes White River the other direction. Nick Marshall with the basketball. Marshall dribbling it around the top of the key. Hands it off. Seiler now working on Drake Bassett. Blows right by him. Now back outside. Fulker's another three. That won't go. As the ball is tipped around out of bounds. Last touch by White River. 3:20 remaining in quarter number three. It is White River 43, Potter County 41. And the Battlers now, Darren, have an opportunity to tie or possibly take the lead.
They were down by double digits in the first half. In fact, down by 10 at halftime. And they've really made some very nice adjustments in this third quarter.
Decker to the corner. Grant Lukens, pump fakes on Marshall. Now driving to the charity stripe, backing in. Outside to Drake Bassett on the right wing. A jump stop on the low block. Shot is up and good. And all of a sudden, Darren Boyle, we are tied up at 43 apiece.
And that's 9 points for Drake Bassett, the 5'10 senior, playing well in his final high school game.
Dylan Marshall working to the low block. Shot is up, no good, but he is fouled and will head to the free throw line for two shots.
Decker was in the vicinity. Bassett in the vicinity as well. We'll wait for the Josh Kemp call, and it will be on Bassett. Drake picks up personal foul number three. We talked about the White River foul trouble starting to add up for Potter County as well.
Dylan Marshall at the free throw line for two shots. Was grabbing at the right hip momentarily after he got fouled. Appears to be all right, though, as he makes the first free throw. Colin Arbach coming into the game. Logan Decker will head to the bench for Potter County. So a little more height on the floor here for the Battlers.
White River is able to break the tie and back out front, but they sure don't have the 10-point cushion that they had early.
Absolutely not. Second free throw coming up here, and Dylan Marshall goes 2-for-2 from the line. 2:40 remaining in quarter number three. White River with a 2-point lead, 45-43. Here's Cooper Logan. Bounce pass to Colin Arbach. Had a wide-open look there on the baseline. Decided not to take it. He'll hand it off to Cooper Logan, who tries to put it home for two. Count the basket and the foul. Cooper Logan will head to the free throw line for one more. And Potter County with an opportunity to take the lead if he can make it.
And that's what Cooper Logan can do. Is he's probably one of the strongest players out on the court right now, and he's able to get into the paint, and he elevates quickly. He explodes to the rim, and he gets the chance at the three-point play. He puts the free throw up and home, up and good, and White River is trailing, and Potter County's back out in front.
46-45, Potter County. Joe Seiler on the drive, and shot is no good. A foul called, I believe, on the floor. We'll see what's on. That's going to go on Grant Lukens, and I believe that's number four.
I believe so, yeah. That's what my score sheet says. And that's going to change what Potter County does. It's going to take, if nothing else, some offensive firepower off the floor as Ryder Falkenhagen will check in for the Battlers.
Well, absolutely. That is Potter County's leading scorer on the season. Grant Lukens heading to the bench with four fouls, 2:22 remaining in quarter number three. But, you know, Bryce Hall doesn't want to keep him out too terribly long.
Wouldn't be surprised if he didn't set for the remainder of this third quarter, but be ready to come out in the fourth. But don't want to lose him early in the quarter either.
Here's Joe Seiler, a mid-range jumper falls for two, and White River is back on top.
Joe Seiler's first basket of the second half as Potter County had taken him away, but Seiler now with 22 points.
Here's Cooper Logan, a three, left it long. Ball tipped around, Colin Arbach an offensive rebound, trying to get it down low to Seth Sharp, who puts it home for two. And all of a sudden, Potter County is back on top, 48-47. 1:45 remaining in quarter number three. Nick Marshall to the top of the key. Dylan Marshall will now work on Falkenhagen. Shot is up and good. And the lead switches hands once again.
Players making plays here in this third quarter.
Drake Bassett in the corner. He thought about a three. Will now drive on the baseline. Shot is up and no good. A hard foul as Drake Bassett goes to the floor. Who's that?
T.J. Barrett with the personal. Bassett had that wide open look at three, but he just thought, well, let's take it to the rim and see what happened. The shot was blocked, but he'll get free throws.
T.J. Barrett sending a message there on that foul. Drake Bassett to the free throw line, and Barrett's like, hey, you're not getting an easy two down here. You're going to have to earn it from the charity stripe.
Drake Bassett's first trip to the free throw line tonight.
No good on the first free throw. A substitute coming into the game. That's going to be Bryson Morrison for White River as T.J. Baird will head to the bench. One more free throw for Bassett to tie the game up at 49 apiece with 1:28 remaining in the third quarter. The second free throw is good, so Bassett goes 1-for-2, and all of a sudden we are tied up. Here in the Barnett Center, Dustin sorts him alongside Darren Boyle. Here's Dylan Marshall working on Falkenhagen, getting right by him to the rim. A wide open Morrison down low, puts it home for two, and White River back on top by two.
Bryson Morrison getting some minutes along with T.J. Barrett in this ballgame. I think Eldon Marshall realized it after that three overtime game. Going to need some fresh legs in there, and both of them have come in and done good things for White River.
Here is Drake Bassett for the lead, right between the eyes from downtown. Drake Bassett gets it done. Potter County back on top, 52-51.
And again, both teams with the green light, and a big shot there from Drake Bassett.
Dylan Marshall answering right back for two of his own, and it's athletes being athletes on the floor right now. Cooper Logan.
53-52, White River.
Top of the key. Working on Seiler. He's being double-teamed. Puts up a tough shot. It's no good off the back of the rim, but following his own shot and an offensive rebound, Cooper Logan will put it home for two. Potter County back on top, 54-53.
And that's what I talk about the athletic ability of Cooper Logan, one of the strongest players that I've seen all season long.
Joe Seiler on the other end finishes for two. White River is back on top, 55-54. Shot clock turned off. 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Here's Cooper Logan.
Working against Joe Seiler, there's going to be a screen set by Sharp. No, Logan's just going to launch from deep.
No good. Drake Bassett with an offensive rebound. That won't fall, and Bassett is hurt on the floor right now. He is still down as the quarter expires. 55-54, White River with the lead as we head to quarter number four. We'll be right back with fourth quarter action after a one-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on DRG Media Sports.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one, one team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen, they're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
Back here for quarter number four in the third and fourth place game between White River and Potter County. It's White River with the lead, 55-54. If you take a look at that Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge and your Darren Boyle sales scoreboard, here's quarter number four.
Cooper Logan has been big, and with Grant Lukens on the bench, Logan's going to have to score the basketball for Potter County.
Shot is no good by Cooper Logan. Dylan Marshall running the end of the floor. Count the basket and the foul. Dylan Marshall will head to the line for one more. What a beautiful shot from him on the low block with a bunch of contact. Colin Arbach came back from behind. He draws the foul, hits the basket, and goes to the line for one more.
Kinsey and Wickie, if you were wondering if the third place game mattered,
oh my goodness,
we are learning quick. At least this weekend it does.
The N1 free throw is good, so Dylan Marshall hits from the line.
That makes it 58-54. That's the biggest lead White River has had in some time.
Absolutely,
they led by double digits at halftime, 38-28.
Here's Drake Bassett. Bassett working to the right block. Bounce pass, Colin Arbach, pump fakes, now back outside. Bassett on the drive, a floater is up and no good off the front of the rim. Ball tipped around, coming down with it is Joe Seiler. Seiler wants to work the floor here. Seiler, a pull-up three-pointer. This would be huge, and he missed all of it. And now the air ball chants are going to come in on the side of Potter County and their student section.
And you hear them. I mean, there's times you throw up an air ball in a normal game, you maybe hear it a little bit, but there's enough fans here at the Barnett Center, you really hear it.
Absolutely.
And again, more and more people filing in. As we work through this fourth quarter, by the time we get to the tip-off of the championship game, this place will be to capacity and rocking.
Hooper Logan with the basketball. 7 minutes to play in the ball game. It's White River 58, Potter County 54. Grant Lukens has checked back into the ball game as Arbach will work. Now hands it off to Bassett. Bassett with a pump fake, working on Wiki, and his shot is up no good. Did not look good out of his hands.
And now if you're White River, especially if Potter County, they're going to be a foul call in the backcourt on Cooper Logan. Collision out front, and Cooper's going to be whistled for his third personal foul. And he's got to be careful. He had words with Josh Kemp earlier. And Cooper wisely just turned and walked away.
Yep.
Said his piece, but left. And probably a wise move there. Now if you're White River and you come up the floor, I think the first thing you want to see is who is Grant Lukens matched up on. And I think that's the one that would probably try to get the opportunity to go to the basket. Lukens is matched up on Nick Marshall on this possession.
And a steal by Cooper Logan for Potter County. Here come the Paddlers the other direction.
Good defense there by Potter County. They defended that back cut, and they were able to steal the ball away.
Cooper Logan's shot falls, and we're back to a two-point game.
Logan with 16 points, 9 of them here in the second half.
58-56, White River with the lead. 6:20 remaining in the ballgame. It's Dylan Marshall at the top of the key, guarded by Drake Bassett. He'll get a screen from Morrison. Now working on Arbach, and the shot is no good. Well, it's good, but it won't count.
Foul before the shot. Colin Arbach with his first personal foul.
And they're actually going to say that's number 2 on Arbach. Let's make that 2 fouls on Colin Arbach off of the bench. Here's Dylan Marshall. Inbound pass coming up, and he'll get it to the corner. Fulkers working on Seth Sharp. Now back to the top of the key. Here's Nick Marshall. Guarded by Grant Lukens, who's got 4 fouls. He'll now switch. As Morrison will swing it now to the right side. Joe Seiler has it, and a foul called on Cooper Logan. That's number 4. 4 personal fouls on the leading scorer, Grant Lukens, for this team. And now the second leading scorer, Cooper Logan. That's where most of this offense comes from Potter County. And both of those players now have 4 fouls with 6 minutes to play.
I'm trying to add up some points real quick. Bassett with 15 points and 16 points for Cooper Logan. That's over half your points, as you say. And, you know, they can't afford to lose one of them. They sure can't afford to lose both of them. And what they're doing, because White River is isolating a lot here in this second half, and what they're doing is they're going to give some opportunities. They're just going to try to get one of those guys on a mismatch somewhere, and they're just going to take him to the rim.
Absolutely. Second free throw coming up for Joe Seiler, and he hits 2 for 2 from the line. And now White River enjoying a 4-point lead with under 6 to play. Here's Grant Lukens.
Seiler has got 26. He still hasn't hit his average for this state tournament. Been quite a run for Joe Seiler.
And the ball stolen away off of the defensive rebound. Here's Seth Sharp, a 3-pointer, and that's off the back of the rim. No good. Grant Lukens will come down with a rebound, and Quavos will foul him. Just offensive rebound after offensive rebound for Potter County, but you still got to be able to finish.
Yep, that's team foul number 6 for White River. Potter County already over the foul limit, so it's a free throw shooting contest from here on out. Both teams in the bonus.
5:43 remaining in the ball game. Here's Drake Bassin off the inbound pass from Logan. He thought about a 3, will now work on Fulkers. Nice bounce pass down low to Seth Sharp, who can't finish. Grant Lukens, though, with a tip in. What was that? 3 offensive rebounds on that possession, Darren, and finally they come down with points.
Yeah, and we talked about it at the first half, what kind of job it had been. A good job for Potter County on the offensive glass. They give themselves extra opportunities, and they're able to put her home.
Fulkers, a 3-pointer from the corner. Grant Lukens couldn't play as tight a defense as he would have liked, and Fulkers hits it right in his face. Here is Lukens, the other direction. Lost the handle momentarily. Now a bounce pass to the high post. Cooper Logan has it. Backing in on Quavos. Cooper Logan, his shot is no good. Offensive rebound, Grant Lukens, and he's fouled and will head to the line.
Again, Kendall Quavos with the personal foul.
63-58, White River with the lead over Potter County. Exactly 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Grant Lukens to the free throw line for 2 shots. And the first one is good. This next free throw is going to be huge here with 5 minutes to go because it will make it a one-possession game. Cuevas will head back to the bench. And I believe that's Morrison checking in again here for White River. So
yeah, Bryce and Morrison back in the contest.
Morrison's played a lot of minutes today as the second free throw is no good. So it remains a four-point game for White River as they lead, and they have control of the basketball. Here's Nick Marshall. Marshall to the top of the key now at the logo. Is Joe Seiler working on Cooper Logan. Logan can't foul here. Here's Seiler, a wide open look, and that shot falls. And for the rest of the game, you've got to think that Seiler's going to have that mid-range jumper if he drives because Logan can't foul.
Whoever it is that's matched up on either Logan or Lukens, I think you're going to let them freelance a little bit and try to get to the rim here. Foul's going to be called on White River.
Foul called here on White River.
Nick Marshall will pick up the personal. He wasn't happy about it either. We're here for our final media timeout of the ballgame.
Media timeout on the floor. We will take a one-minute Actegra timeout. It's White River 65, Potter County 59. The conclusion of this one coming up on the flip side right here on DRG Media Sports.
Congratulations, Battlers, on your trip to the state basketball tournament. When Wax Arena is paired with the adrenaline and energy of Battler Red, Potter County pride shines. For all of your vehicle needs, call Beck Motors. Roll down the road in a Victory Red Silverado. Best of luck in tournament action. This is Cody Mattson, Beck-Motors.com.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Timeouts are sponsored by Actegra. Acres ahead can maximize your farm's earning potential straight from the start. Contact your local Actegra cooperative today. 4:31 remaining in the ballgame. It looks like Alex Tanner has checked in for Potter County. So Grant Lukens will head to the free throw line for two shots as it rattles in and out. That would have been a big free throw there to cut it to five. I think most of the time that one falls for Lukens, but does not get the roll. Here's the second free throw, and he's 0 for 2.
Misses them both, and you just don't see that happen very often.
Joe Seiler now with the basketball. 4:25 remaining in the game. He'll
and
jog this one up the
sideline. And you see White River extend their possessions just a little bit, but Seiler again can be in attack mode as Cooper Logan picks him up.
And Seth Sharp not going to come down with the rebound. It's Fulkers for three. That's no good either, and now we'll have a foul on the low block.
That's going to go on Bryson Morrison. He was trying to get some position. He got that rebound, wound up on the deck, and then kicked it back out. And then Fulker's three didn't go down, and he was still jockeying for position. He gets called for the foul inside.
So free throws on the other end, this time for Seth Sharp, who, again, I mentioned earlier, has been one of the best free throw shooters for Potter County in the state tournament.
Team foul number 8 for White River.
This is the guy you want at the line here, as the free throw is good.
And Potter County needs these free throws. They have gotten some opportunities from the line in the second half, and more often than not, they've knocked down free throws.
Second.
That makes the ones they miss look even more important.
Second free throw coming up, and that one is good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws, and it's back to a four-point lead for White River. 65-61, exactly 4 minutes remaining here in quarter number 4. It's Nick Marshall top of the key. Nick Marshall dribbling with the left hand, hands it off to Dylan Marshall. Dylan Marshall working on Grant Lukens. Lukens cannot foul here as Fulkers will get a three-point opportunity, and he takes advantage of it right between the eyes from downtown. The lead back out to 7 here for White River.
Boy, hasn't Gavin Fulkers been big for White River in the last two games. Nice pass inside.
Beautiful feed to Seth Sharp. He'll answer back with a 2.
But White River gets 3. Potter County gets 2, and that's going to be the thing that Potter County is going to have to take care of to get back in this ballgame. It's now a 7-point deficit, or a 5-point deficit right now for Potter County.
Grant Lukens guarding, who was that, Dylan Marshall, as Fulker's got a mid-range jumper, but it won't fall. Drake Bassett the other direction. Here's Grant Lukens wanting to go coast-to-coast. Got some contact, but no foul called. And now Joe Seiler with the rebound. He wants to take it the other direction. Seiler working on Cooper Logan. We know how physical Cooper Logan gets, and he fouled out.
And that's a tough way to pick up your fifth personal foul. And Seiler knew it, and he just did the crossover, and he went to the rim. And what a career for Cooper Logan. And
yep.
You hate to say it. You want to reward your seniors when they come off the floor at a state tournament. Cooper Logan, in my mind, should get some consideration for the all-tournament team here. And he has played well. He'll foul out here tonight. That's going to be a big loss for Potter County.
Absolutely. So Cooper Logan ends his high school career by picking up his fifth personal foul as Seiler will head to the free throw line. He hits the first one. Now Potter County's in some trouble because Grant Lukens, who is their leading scorer on the season, he's got four. And this team's pretty much, they have three options offensively. It's Lukens, Bassett, and Cooper Logan. And now with one of them off the floor, it's up to Bassett and Lukens as a timeout is called on the floor.
White River will take a timeout here, a full timeout with 3 minutes remaining.
3 minutes remaining in the ballgame. White River 70, Potter County 63. We'll go to a one-minute break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Neumeier and Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier and Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg. LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. Under 3 minutes to play in the ballgame. White River 70, Potter County 63. Here's Grant Lukens on the drive with four fouls. And is that going to be a charge or not?
No, it's a blocking foul on Joe Seiler. Seiler was just trying to back away out of the play, but Lukens kind of initiated contact. They're calling for the blocking foul. And that'll be his third personal foul?
It is. First free throw for Lukens is up and good, and the lead is cut down to six. One more free throw coming in.
And still plenty of time in this ballgame for Potter County. They're not out of this by any stretch. Although I think you will see White River as they bring the basketball into their front court to try to spread the floor a little bit more like they did when they thought they were in control of the ballgame against Lower Brule last night. Spread the floor, shorten up the fourth quarter. Lower Brule was able to make plays and tie it and send it to overtime.
Second free throw is good for Grant Lukens. White River 70, Potter County 65. 2:45 remaining in the ballgame. Here is Morrison working on Alex Tanner. Morrison being double teamed, lost the handle, and a timeout called. That was a good timeout.
Eldon Marshall realized that Morrison had gone a little too deep underneath the basket. I think Morrison thought he could get to the rim and couldn't, and by the time he realized that, he was too deep under the basket to do much. A double team was coming, and Eldon Marshall, who had timeouts to use, went ahead and took one here.
30-second timeout. We're going to keep it with you here with 2:34 remaining in the ballgame.
Yeah, we should let folks know we have the state championship game upcoming. Yep. Lower Brule versus DeSmet. We'll have that on KPLO immediately following our postgame after we get done with the third place contest.
Absolutely. We will also have the game on our website, drgnews.com. You can click on KPLO for that championship game, and then you should be able to find the link right there. Also, download our app, the DRG News app, today, and you can pick up the game there as well. 2:34 remaining in the ball game. Both teams back out on the floor, and it'll be Dylan Marshall with the inbounds pass. He'll get it to the far corner. Folkers has it, handing it off to Nick Marshall. Nick Marshall dribbling at the top of the key. I think they're okay with letting some time run off this clock, as Dylan Marshall will now work on Logan Decker, and a foul is called on the floor.
Decker with his first personal foul.
Decker, a really good defender, doesn't score the basketball a whole bunch.
Dylan Marshall at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 after the ninth team foul.
as the first free throw was good, yeah. So that was the 19 foul. Dylan Marshall will head back to the free throw line for one more as he makes the first.
19 fouls on White River as well, if my vision is correct from our vantage point.
So both teams will be in the double bonus. As a second free throw, rattles in and out, sets Sharp with the defensive rebound, and he'll throw an outlet pass over to Grant Lukens. Here's Lukens, thought about a pull-up three-pointer. Tries to hand it off, Bassett, now working on Nick Marshall. Bassett, could have got called for a double dribble there, as he'll put it in for two.
Greg Bassett, 8, 11, 12, 15 points in the ball game, 12 of them coming in this second half.
Here's Joe Seiler. He's going to have to play a bigger role down the stretch without Cooper Logan on the floor. 1:55 remaining. Seiler working top of the key on Seth Sharp. Let's see if they get a little more aggressive defensively here. Seiler working to the low block. Shot is up and no good. Logan Decker fighting for the rebound with Morrison. It's tipped into the hands of Folkers. And it is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Potter County. So White River with possession of the basketball. They got a new shot clock as well with a minute and 35 to play. And at this point in the game, with it being a two-possession game, do you foul here, Darren, or do you let this play out?
Well, I think you have to see the next maybe one or two possessions. Remember, if you do commit a foul, it's two free throws. That was a big defensive miscue there by Potter County. Of course, they're trying to chase down the basketball, but Gavin Folkers was wide open underneath the basket.
Grant Lukens, a pull-up three-pointer. Oh, my goodness, what an answer back there from Grant Lukens. Got it across the timeline and pulled out from the logo.
73-70.
73-70. It's a full timeout. We will take a one-minute timeout break with them. 73-70, White River with the lead over Potter County. You're listening to the third and fourth place game in the Class B state championship matchup between Potter County and White River on DRG Media Sports.
It's harvest time and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions too. That's DEEREEquipment.com.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
And welcome back here to the Barnett Center. White River had control of the basketball. They turn it over quickly as soon as they cross the half-court line. And now a foul going against White River, and Lukens will shoot free throws.
I think they're going to call the personal on Gavin Folkers. It will be his second. White River turns it over as Joe Seiler lost the basketball on the dribble. And as Folkers was trying to get it back, he was the one that was called for the personal foul and a break for Potter County.
Grant Lukens with free throws, but he missed the first one. This is number two coming up, and Grant Lukens has now missed three free throws.
And now White River is going to take a 30-second timeout. Here minute 12 remaining. The coaches are still coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. Should we make you a coach for a quick second here? If
let's go ahead.
All right, let's go ahead and do it. So Grant Lukens.
What's the worst that could happen? Well, you look at it, and really at this point of the ball game, with it really being a one-possession game, the advantage is on the team that's trailing in Potter County. They're at the free throw line. They make a free throw here. Wouldn't be surprised to see Potter County use a timeout if Lukens could make this free throw. You do that, you set things up defensively, try to get another turnover. You're still going to get at least one more possession, if not two more. Depending on how you approach things if you're Potter County. Now, if you're looking at things from the White River standpoint, you got to get the basketball here. I don't know if you can quit scoring yet. I think you got to get one more basket to try to seal the deal here.
A big free throw here to make it a two-point game, and Lukens hits. 73-71, Potter County, the number three seed, leading number four seeded Potter County.
Two timeouts for White River. There are two timeouts remaining for Potter County as well as we get to the final minute of this ballgame.
You do not have to foul right now if you're Potter County.
Absolutely not.
20 seconds on the shot clock, 56 on the game. Here's Joe Seiler on the drive, and Seth Sharp is going to foul. Might have been an easy 2 points there for Joe Seiler, so a good foul.
Well, he had to make a decision at some point, and the arm bar, when it comes up, is kind of your, that's a foul. And what he was doing, I think he realized as he was backpedaling that Seiler was going to be able to get to the rim, and he didn't want that.
Seiler, a great free throw shooter, is at the line right now as he hits the first one. It's out to a 3-point lead.
And still, you play this, even if Seiler makes this free throw with 54 seconds remaining, you can go 2-for-1 here if you're Potter County.
Grant Lukens with the basketball. Let's see how he wants to work this. You know it's going to be ISO ball here from Lukens. Lukens working. Step back. 3-pointer. This is huge. It's no good. Off the back of the rim. Joe Seiler with the rebound and a foul called. Seth Sharp picking up another personal foul. And now Potter County in a bunch of trouble down the stretch.
Especially if Seiler can hit these free throws. We're in the double bonus. It'll be a two-shot situation for Seiler, who is 6 of 6 in the second half, and he was 4 of 6 in the first half, so that makes him 10 of 12 from the line.
11 of 13 now as he hits the first one, and makes the score White River 76, Potter County 71. Kenzie Wickey checks into the ball game. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Rattles home. 6-point lead for White River. They need a three here. Here's Grant Lukens on the drive, lost the handle. Dylan Marshall coming up with a basketball, and another foul will be called on Seth Sharp. With 33.9 seconds remaining in the game, that's 3 quick fouls on Seth Sharp. And that should be, is that number 4 on him, or is that number 3? Oh, no, they're gonna put it on Logan Decker here, so. 2 free throws for Dylan Marshall with 33 seconds to go.
Dylan Marshall has played well in his final high school game.
Hits the first one. If you think you can hit the second one here, then
I've been doing this long enough, and Eldon Marshall has been the head coach of White River long enough. I remember when Dylan was a ball boy way, way, way back in the day.
Second free throw rattles home for 2.
He's done just about everything, including carrying the water bottles to be a part of this team over the last 15 or so years.
Lukens' shot is no good. Another foul potentially coming up. No, they won't call it. Joe Seiler gets it up across the timeline. Now Alex Tanner will foul Joe Seiler. And
if you're Potter County, you're going to come up short here. But again, as we talked about last night, 32 minutes of basketball. That's what Bryce Hall expects from his ball club. He got that here this evening.
Absolutely. Coming up post-game, we will name your Premier Equipment, or we will head to your Premier Equipment post-game show, where we will name your Denture Communications and your CHS River Plains Players of the Game. We'll also have your Golden Buffalo Casino Big Play of the Game. You're going to have to come up with that, Darren.
Always the pressure is on me.
I know.
And now an opportunity with both of these teams knowing that that this game is in hand. Chance to pull your seniors off and give them one last round of applause to close out their high school career.
Grant Lukens will bring it up the timeline. 15 seconds to go. Let's see if we get one more deep three from Lukens. He'll pull up. The 3-pointer's good. That's a way to cap off your career right there.
And Potter County uses another timeout. This will be a full timeout for the Battlers. They continue to work here. Even though this ball game probably decided, they take care of business.
We will take let's take a 30-second with them. It's 81-74, White River with the lead over Potter County. You're listening to High School Basketball on DRG Media Sports.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
AMPI, Associated Milk Producers, Incorporated in Hoven, where award-winning dairy products go from the farm.
There are 10.7 seconds to go in the ballgame. We'll see if Potter County fouls. They will. Dylan Marshall will be the player heading to the free throw line for two shots as Drake Bassett picks up the foul there. Some more free throws coming up for White River. They will win this third and fourth place game. The three seed ending in the spot that they were, you know, picked to finish in. White River.
Grant Lukens leading all scoring. Well, leading for Potter County, he has 30.
First free throw is good here as one
try and add them all up. Another big night for Joe Seiler. I think he may have got his average here as he had 20 in the first half and a lot of free throws in the second half.
Second free throw is good for Dylan Marshall. 9-point game. Here's Grant Lukens with 7. Grant Lukens, another deep three, and it's no good. Alex Tanner, no, that's Seth Sharp trying to put it back. Drake Bassett with one more shot to end his career. He won't have the opportunity to take it. And it is White River with the victory here in the third and fourth place game, 83-74 over Potter County. We will go to a three-minute break. When we come back, we will have your premier equipment post-game show. We will also name your Venture Communications and CHS River Plains players of the game and have your Golden Buffalo Casino big play of the game. All of that coming up here in 3 minutes on DRG Media Sports.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
Good luck in tonight's game, Potter County Battlers. As you put all your hard work, preparation, and dedication on the line to be successful, we hope you choose M&R Auctions to turn your hard work and lifelong dedications into a successful sale. As calving season approaches, contact M&R Auctions for a full lineup of freestanding and corral panels. Contact Sam at 769-0088, Lewis at 281-1067, Shane at 870-0670, and bring in the win, Potter County Battlers.
Battler athletes, coaches, and students from the Dakota House and Blue Valley Motel. We are proud to sponsor this broadcast. Win or lose, we enjoy talking about the game at the Dakota House, your sports center where we conveniently stream local high school sports. And for your lodging needs, reserve a beautiful renovated room from the Blue Valley Motel. Call 948-2500. Good luck from your fans at Dakota House in Hovind.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family-owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Welcome back to the Barnett Center. Dustin Stortsom alongside Darren Boyle inside of the Jensen Rock and Santa Mobridge broadcast booth. And the final score as we take a look at your Darren Boyle sales and your Real Tough Livestock Equipment of Mobridge Sports Scoreboard. It was White River with a final score of 83 and Potter County at 74. The number three seeded White River comes out with a victory in the third and fourth place game. And Darren, at the beginning of the game, it looked like White River was going to run away with things. All of a sudden, Potter County brings it back. They take the lead, but they can't hold it in quarter number four, and White River comes out with a victory.
Well, sometimes when you get behind and you have a deficit you have to chew up, you wind up committing a few more fouls, and that's kind of what hurt them. I mean, not only losing Cooper Logan to fouls, that definitely hurt Potter County's cause, but also by the same token, as Grant Lukens got his fourth personal, and there were other players where the fouls added up. That meant you couldn't play defense the way you wanted to, and when you do that, that leaves the team at the head has a little bit of the ability to kind of control the pace, and White River was able to do that in the fourth quarter. I had a feeling once we got things started and it was 15-11 at the end of the opening quarter, I figured it might take 80 to win it. And you look at the statistics of this ball game. I mean, I just look at it and go, this, if I was a coach and I coached either one of these teams, I would say this is how I want my team to play in a third place ball game. White River 27-53. They shoot 51%. Potter County 27-69. They shoot 39% from the field. Potter County with a 36-33 rebounding advantage. Potter County had 17 offensive rebounds. So if you wonder, how did you get 69 shots in 32 minutes of basketball? Because you got 17 offensive rebounds and gave yourself some second-chance opportunities. Potter County with just 7 turnovers. They're making 5 turnovers in the ballgame tonight. They took good care of the basketball, even though they were trying to force tempo a lot in the second half.
Yeah, you're certainly right. I mean, you look at the stats without the final score, and you think, heck, Potter County might have won this basketball game with that many offensive rebounds. But the thing is, you can get those second-chance opportunities, but you have to take advantage of them when you get them. And unfortunately for Potter County, they struggled finishing at the rim.
Well, and you can tie it all together in a bow. It's a 9-point ball game. White River wins. White River made 7 more free throws than Potter County did because Potter County got down by double digits in the first half, had to expend the energy and had to expend the fouls defensively to slow White River down to get back into the ballgame. By doing that, you give up a few more free throws. That probably turned out to be the difference in the ballgame.
Absolutely, and they shot really well from the free throw line as well. What was it?
22 of 25.
Wow.
From the free throw line for White River.
Absolutely. And free throws from the charity stripe, they're free points. You have to take advantage of them. They certainly did in this one.
Free throws are free.
Absolutely. And they win you games. Possibly win you championships as well. And, you know, looking on the side of Potter County, they shot 75% from the line. And, you know, if Grant Lukens hits a couple of those down the stretch in the fourth quarter, this could be a different ball game.
Yeah, you know, when Potter County got it down to a one-possession game or had it tied, perhaps had the lead a little bit. This is a ball game that was tied 5 times, had 10 different lead changes in it. When you have all of that, a free throw made here or there could make a lot of difference. If White River comes up the floor and they're behind instead of ahead, whether it's even 1 or 2 points, you approach things different offensively. White River always had the opportunity because they never got far enough behind where they had to change the way they wanted to play, especially in the fourth quarter, and they were able to kind of manage this contest and get the win.
One big thing that we haven't talked about yet is Cooper Logan fouling out in quarter number 4 there as he ended his high school career, picking up his 5th foul. A tough game for him. He had 16 points, but there was times in this game where he was frustrated. He wasn't liking what was going on the floor. He got a technical foul to his name as well, but 16 points for him tonight. Grant Lukens with 31. These two big-time scorers going.
And what Cooper wanted to do is he wanted to finish things on a winning note. He wanted to play well for his town, for his community, for his coach, and the whole thing. It's the way Cooper Logan plays, and you have to give him credit for the way that he took care of business. It didn't work out the way it should have, for or the way Potter County wanted it to anyway. But they finished 4th at the state tournament, and hey, celebrate your seniors. What a career that some of these guys have had. I don't do a ton of Potter County games, but you see them 3 or 4 times a year. And Cooper Logan, Drake Bassett, Logan Decker, Grant Lukens, Seth Sharp, these are guys that have done things for Potter County for a long time. They all, as seniors, get here. They earned themselves a spot in the state tournament, and they finished 4th in what I considered, and we've said this since Thursday, probably as loaded a State B tournament field as there's been in a long time.
Absolutely. Let's go to a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we will have your Golden Buffalo Casino big play of the game. We'll name your Venture Communications and your CHS River Plains player of the game as well, and wrap things up here from the Barnett Center in the third and fourth place game. You're listening to High School Sports on DRG Media Sports.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake Supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange, provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake Supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements, available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Fresh produce, quality meats, clean atmosphere, courteous staff, economical grocery prices. These words could only describe Kruger's Food Fair in Hovind. Check out their flyer this week for great deals on the groceries your family needs. Kruger's Food Fair works hard to make their store the best it can be, just like the athletes from Hovind High School. Good luck, athletes, in this game from Kyle Ledeen and the staff at Kruger's from Food Fair in Hovind. Remember to support your local businesses because they support you.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Welcome back here to the Barnett Center. Dustin Storch alongside Darren Boyle as the crowd getting on for this DeSmit and Lower Brule teams as they come out onto the floor. Championship game coming up next on KPLO. The final score in the third and fourth place game, it was White River 83, Potter County 74. And I wanted to give Darren Boyle a little break. He needs to think about the Golden Buffalo Casino big play of the game. Let's hear from them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on DRG Media Sports.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go, Battlers!
Well, Darren Boyle, do you have a Golden Buffalo Casino play of the game for us?
Well, it turned out to be a sequence, but it turned out to be kind of how we figured that this ball game was going to be. White River at halftime led 38-28. Potter County comes out, changes the game plan, and they change things offensively. They found some mismatches, especially with Grant Lukens, who scored 18 points in the second half. They outscored White River 26-17 in the third, and they were right back in this ballgame, trailing by 155-54. But as we rolled into the fourth quarter, and we talked about foul trouble that Potter County got themselves into, and White River got themselves to the free throw line a little bit more, that allowed them to manage the ballgame. They outscore Potter County 28-20 in the fourth, and wind up winning this ball game by 9.
That is your Golden Buffalo Casino big play of the game, and I hope that you have somebody ready for your CHS River Plains player of the game, because I've got mine for my Venture Communications player of the game. Let's hear from them. We'll be back in 30 seconds on DRG Media Sports.
data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224 or online at www.venturecom.net.
Successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Well, welcome back here to the Barnett Center as we wrap things up in your Premier Equipment post-game show. It's now time to name your CHS River Plains player of the game for you, Darren Boyle. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Gavin Folkers. He had a big night last night for White River as they came up short to Lower Brule, and he hit some big buckets, especially in the second half. In fact, all of his points came in the second half. He hit three threes, scored 13 points, and that's definitely player of the game worthy. And in my mind, from the White River standpoint, he is the player of the game.
And my Venture Communications player of the game is going to go to Grant Lukens. 11 of 28 shooting. He had 31 points and 9 rebounds. But, heck, you could have gave Seth Sharp the player of the game. He had 10 points and 11 rebounds total. He had a double-double. To end his career. We want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors for tonight's coverage of this game between Potter County and White River. Brown Agronomy, Kruger's Food Fair, Great Western Bank, Hoven Equity, Exchange, Gas and Goody Stand, C-Store, Plains Commerce Bank, Beck Motors, Dakota House, Gettysburg Collision Center, M&R Auction, Newmeyer and Smith Law Office, Hoven Co-op and Prairie Stop, LEC Construction Services, C&B Operations, John Deere, AMPI, Langer Family Booth, Schlachter Lumber, and also CHS River Plains, Canby Pest, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics alongside Montana Dakota Utilities. And, Darren, you're pointing at me.
I'm pointing to you because I have one thing to say.
Right,
you come here to the DRT Media Group in mid-January, and we give you some gear and a roadmap and say good luck. And you have you covered games well. You covered a ton of games. You learned on the fly, and we appreciate it. And we welcome you to this crazy little group we call the DRG Media Group.
I appreciate it, Darren. Thank you so much. We'll give a shout out to our White River sponsors here: Dakota Prairie Bank, Sweet Spot America Hotel and Business Center, Wigwam, Cherry Todd Electric, Krogman Law Office, Roundup Bar and Grill, Horizon Healthcare, Golden Buffalo Casino, also Darren Boyle Sales, Golden Buffalo Casino, Buy Right Seed, Integra, Riverview Chevrolet and Buick, Avera Orthopedics, May Adam Law Firm, and Pabzima State Farm. We want to remind you that this playoff game was brought to you by 100.7 FM and KPLO 94.5, its advertisers, and the member schools of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the written permission of the South Dakota High School Activities Association. That's going to wrap things up here on KMLO. Stay with us as we will have your championship game over on 94.5 KPLO, excuse me. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes right here on 94.5 KPLO.